Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Little Otis Redding bringing us back. Having a great visit with our good friend Ruth Sherman. Her book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. And Ruth, I read your book, and it helped me, but I'm still working on, I got a wife, and I got a daughter, and I got female employees. I can't seem to, what's the common denominator there, Ruth? What do I do? Tell the audience.
Well, I hope this comforts you a little bit, Jim, but it doesn't work with my family either. Okay, so
it does make me feel a little bit better. Ruth, tell us how we can find you.
I will tell you, with employees, I think you just have to be direct with them. You have to be direct with them. You do them a favor. You and I were talking during the break how you do them a favor. You do people a favor by being direct. You don't place blame. You simply say, here's a problem that we're having. Mm-hmm. Here's the way I see it. Here's what we need to do to correct it. Let's move forward from here.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you do it to your children. You love them enough to be direct. You love them enough to give them the tough love. You have to do that with your employees, too, don't you?
You absolutely do. It's a different kind of love, of course, but it is still a loving thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can position it that way, if any leader who can position it that way, that I love you enough, I want you to succeed, I want you to be the best business person and human being that you can be, and this is one way you're going to get there, then they have nowhere to go but up.
You know, Ruth, when if you think about it, think about your best teacher, your favorite teacher in your whole life was probably the one that was the toughest on you.
The toughest and told me some very tough things.
Yeah, yeah. I have the same story. I wonder if that's still going on. What do you think?
Well, I think...
And bosses, too. Not just teachers, but bosses.
Absolutely.
Too.
And what are bosses but teachers?
Yep,
you know, what are mentors
right.
but
and,
teachers?
And the courage thing has got to come in there, doesn't it? I mean, a leader
yes.
has to have the courage to do what we're talking about.
You have to have courage, and you got to put aside the time. You know, we started off this chat by saying, you know, it's so busy. Everybody's so busy, so pulled in so many different directions. You've got to set aside the time to communicate, the time to say what needs to be said, to make sure that things run smoothly. Because
mm-hmm.
after all, if the business goes bye-bye, everybody suffers.
Right. Absolutely. Ruth, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me at at RuthSherman.com. I would love to hear from your listeners.
And they can find the book
lots there. We've got lots of great stuff coming up, and again, love to see you.
Ruth, talk to us about, give us your final thoughts on leadership. If you had to think of 21st century, and you know, I don't even say 21st century anymore. I say we're in the second decade of the 21st century, because every decade is going to be different. I mean, it's not like it was when I was a kid when, you know, things didn't change over 10, 20 years, but it seems like things are moving a lot faster. What do we need to know about leadership as we head off into the rest of this decade?
The leaders who are going to succeed starting now are going to recognize that we are at an inflection point, at a tipping point between the new media, the written media, and the old rules. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that it is time to tip back and create more balance between the new and the old, and to get out of their chairs, to walk around, to visit with people, to talk directly with their employees, to talk directly with clients, to get out there and be your best public self. And those are the leaders who are going to succeed in this next decade.
MBWA, management by walking around.
Management by walking around. Boy, that's a great old saying. Love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's one of the things I think that leaders have to really deal with right now. We've got all this new stuff, and we have to apply the new leverage. Because it's where we find efficiencies, it can lead to profitability, and it's the way customers want it. But still, we have to incorporate the new tools with the old fundamental humanity rules.
That's right, and that is never going to go away.
And that's going to—it's never going to get easier, is it? It's going to be a challenge all along, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be a challenge, Jim. It's going to get harder. It always does. There's going to be more and more technology coming down the pike that we're all going to be tempted to use and to put into practice. But, in fact, again, the old ways of doing things, and, you know, I hate calling them the old way, the human ways of being together, of building those relationships that turn into cash. You know, money's the changing hands. If you want money to change hands, if you want to have a hand in that, then these are the ways to make that happen.
Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. By the way, her book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.